It was back in April. An expedition of 16 scientists with highly sophisticated equipment explored the deep waters of the Seychelles, venturing as far as 500 metres down to collect data from the least explored of oceans, the Indian Ocean. The Necton mission spent 48 days exploring the waters of the Seychelles in 75 descents, mapping 30,000 square metres of seabed in 3D, collecting 20 terabytes of marine data and gathering over 1,200 samples. The media highlight of all of this was the address of the president of the Seychelles, Danny Faure, speaking from 124 metres below the surface of the Indian Ocean in a submersible.
The sea keeps the planet alive, and it is clear to me that it is under threat like never before. To support our conservation efforts, it is vital that we have more data, more information. The deep ocean is the beating heart of the planet. Yet, we have better maps of planet mass than we do of the ocean floor.
Joining me in the studio now is our very own Zinette Hansrod, who's been speaking to the various people involved in the Seychelles marine conservation plans. Zinette, tell us more.
The Indian Ocean is the third largest ocean, but there's so little known about it, Olya, that scientists call it the forlorn ocean. Oliver Steeds is the explorer who spearheaded this expedition. He's the founder and mission director of Necton, the research foundation, which is working to establish a state of the Indian Ocean in 2022 by covering the seas of three island states, starting with the Seychelles.
The Seychelles are a beacon for ocean conservation, for ocean science and ocean management. They've really taken the lead where others are catching up. We want to demonstrate a case study, economic, political, environmental case study for why marine spatial planning, so looking at the entire marine environment and identifying where those areas of protection need to be, and helping Seychelles to develop a sustainable blue economy so they can develop a resilient and prosperous nation. If Seychelles can't do it, it's going to be very hard for others to follow.
The analysis of the data gathered by Necton helps the Seychelles government better understand where the priority lies for the protection of its ocean territory, the second largest in the Indian Ocean after Mauritius. Alain de Commarmont is the principal secretary at the Environment Ministry in the Seychelles.
The expedition itself is historic for Seychelles. We've never had a similar expedition in the past. Basically, the expedition was carried out in the outer islands of the Seychelles. For us, it was an opportunity to collect data because previously within these islands, we had gone to do research as deep as 30 meters. That was it. So for us, having this expedition, which spanned all the way from Aldabra, our furthest lying atoll, up to the Amirants, gave us a good overview across our 150 different islands. So this gave us a very good coverage of characteristics of biodiversity across the different group of islands within our exclusive economic zone.
By next year, in 2020, 30% of Seychelles' marine territory will be protected. As of today, most of the work has been done. There's only roughly 4% left for Seychelles to meet the United Nations Sustainable Development Goal number 14, otherwise known as the Life Below Water Goal. And Seychelles is reaching that goal 10 years before the 2030 deadline.
Impressive.
The team working on this marine spatial plan for Seychelles, which have identified marine areas falling under varying degrees of protection, work closely with the Necton team in identifying the priority sites for the explorations. Helena Sims is a Seychelles Marine Spatial Plan Project Manager for the Nature Conservancy.
The Necton mission will help in terms of confirming whether the information that we have been using is correct, and also if there is any new information that we do not currently have. It can input either in identifying new areas or in revising the marine spatial plan in the next revision stage.
Zinette, I understand that the Seychelles has identified three zones under its marine spatial plan. What more can you tell us about that?
The marine protected area with high biodiversity protection covers the Aldabra Atoll, which is listed on the UNESCO World Heritage Site. This zone is known as the Aldabra Group Marine National Park and is home to rare, endangered and endemic species like the dugong mammal or the giant tortoises. The second marine protected area is under medium marine protection and open to sustainable use because it's closer to where Seychellois live. It covers the area between the Amirantes Isles and Fortune Bank. Seychelles is an archipelago of 115 islands, which relies on fisheries and marine tourism, the pillars of its economy. So while it is important that those activities continue, along with sand mining and oil exploration and so on, it's also vital it's carried out in a sustainable way. Zone 3 concerns the 70% of waters remaining after the 30% marine protected areas are identified. That's the two we just listed earlier. It's identified for various uses and economic activities. So the extensive and detailed exploration carried out by Necton is important for Seychelles to map out its marine conservation plans, which is carried out with ongoing consultations with the stakeholders. Helena Sims.
The Seychelles is a small island developing state, or alternatively, you can call it a large oceanic state. Although our areas are relatively pristine, we would like to keep it that way, because at the end of the day, everything in Seychelles in one way or another is connected to the ocean. So by making sure that we are planning for the future, we are ensuring that we have a sustainable economy. It's not just about purely conservation. It's balancing the social, the economic, and the ecological objectives.
Zeynep, what will happen to all of this information now?
The wealth of data collected by the Necton mission is currently being analysed by a team of 15 different scientists across the world. The process will take some 2 years, but research on what has been collected may continue for decades. The scientists started working in May this year, and even though it's early days, a few findings emerge. One of them is evidence of a so-called rarefotic or twilight zone located between 130 and 300 meters deep. The ecosystem is found in the Atlantic and Caribbean, but never previously in the Indian Ocean. Dr. Lucy Woodall, the principal scientist at Necton, explains other important aspects of the early observations.
There's two really important aspects. And the first one of these is around the island of Aldabra, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and it's been protected for 40 years. And we saw far more fish there than we did at any other site. And this is very important to document both through our work and the work that is already being going on monitoring in Aldabra. And it shows that that protection that was afforded to that island is working. The second observation we had, which again is important, is that some of the shallow coral reefs around the globe we know are getting damaged through bleaching, through when sea gets very warm and the corals end up turning white, they end up dying. However, we visited a couple of locations in and around Seychelles where there's no evidence of these bleaching events, either currently or in the past. So this is very important for us to be able to document that, to understand why there's really healthy corals, and also to monitor them over time and to protect them.
The Necton First Descent Expedition in the Seychelles cost $1.5 million in marine operations with the use of sophisticated toys. Oliver Steeds.
We use about 21 different research technologies, including manned submersibles, remotely operated vehicles, autonomous systems, sensors, cameras, systems for transmitting live from submersibles in the depth so we can live stream our discoveries to the world. The most iconic of them is, of course, the submersibles, which are really powerful scientific tools that we have to use in the areas of complex topography that we're operating in. And by that, I mean, we operate on the sides of cliffs, essentially, off atolls and islands where you have strong currents coming in. And in those kind of environments, if you want to put a robot down there on a tether, you're asking for troubles.
What is next, then, for deep ocean exploration in this part of the world?
The Necton will continue its deep exploration of the Indian Ocean, partnering next with the Maldives. The Seychelles government intends to be a strong advocate for marine protection around the world. One way of doing so on an international platform is to raise questions around the need for stronger laws to better regulate the high seas. Here's President Danny Foer.
The healthy ocean is important for more than just economic growth. It is crucial for the survival of humanity. Seychelles is 100% committed to the ongoing work by the United Nations to develop a legally binding framework to conserve our oceans in areas outside national borders. If we want to survive, this is the only way forward. We are running out of excuses to not take action and running out of time.
Well, thank you very much, Zeenat Hansrod, for bringing this subject to our attention. Of course, if you listeners would like to find out more about this story, there are videos and lots of underwater photos, and you can find all of that online on our website, rfienglish.com. Thank you, Zeenat.
Thank you, Olya.